Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
As promised, we have R.C. Collins from Fair Play for American Youth on the line. In Great Britain, in France, in Spain, the legal drinking age, R.C., I understand, is 16. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Now, the legal drinking age in, I think it's Germany, is 16 for beer and wine, 18 for spirits. And then, of course, we have in Canada, it is 19 for much of the country, 18 in Alberta and Manitoba. Only in the United States, it would seem, in the developed so-called Western nations, is the drinking age 21.
Well, teenage drinking in America is considered to be suspicious, but teenage drinking, Phil, is also on the rise in America due to what we consider to be the inordinate amount of pressures on the teens.
In America?
In the United States, yeah.
Inordinate amounts of pressures because just the generationally things are getting tougher?
I think things are more difficult for kids today. We have to study harder. Our grades got to be gooder or better, I mean, than most. And generally, overall, it's more tough. But right now, in America, you can't even get a drink if you're a teen, and yet you're allowed to drive a car.
Part of your platform that I was looking at here is you're asked to drive your parents, you're asked to go on errands.
Yeah, you're asked to drive your kid brother and sister around. You've got to go on errands, and yet we are not even allowed the common decency to share a highball with adults. And so we're embarrassed, for instance, when a grandparent or a family friend comes over and they want to raise a glass and they say, well, you can have a Shirley Temple or a root beer. No. We feel that every teenager in America should be aware of the lower drinking ages in the Western countries, like you were saying, of the Western countries of
the developing countries of the West.
Developing countries of the West, yes.
R.C. Collins is joining us. You're proposing, and I know that your program, Fair Play for American Youth, proposes a three steps toward lowering the drinking age to 16.
Phil, the drinking age in America...
Let me just finish, though. The drinking age in America, teenage drinking's on the rise, drunk driving among teens is on the rise, automobile accidents, okay, among teenagers...
Well, it's no different than anybody else. I mean, drinking in America is on the rise. Adults get into automobile accidents. Adults have alcohol abuse problems. We're not saying that you cure the problem by keeping drinks away from teenagers. You've got to cure the problem by making sure alcoholism is treated. Everybody gets to be treated for it, not just adults.
So it's not a generational problem. In other words...
Yeah, it's not a generational problem. Everybody drinks too much. You can't say, well, don't let the kids drink because they drink too much on account of the adults do too. I have the example of my own mother, as tragic as it is, who is a problem drinker and has been for much of my life. Does that mean I don't get to have one? No. We propose that...
Can I just mention something?
I'm sorry?
Let me just mention that drinking, alcoholism especially, is hereditary. You say your mother has a drinking problem, right?
That is correct.
So why would you want to drink?
Because I have the right... You can't say I have a drinking problem until I drink. You can't say that.
So in other words, you want the right to drink, and then we'll find out whether you have a drinking problem or not.
Well, my mom got that chance. And that...
What about your father?
My father hasn't lived with us for several years. I don't know his whereabouts.
Your life is... You are here talking about drinking.
Well, my life doesn't have anything to do with this. You asked about my mother.
Okay. You've got a three-point program. And if you want, I'll give our phone number out, and then you can illuminate what those points are.
Certainly.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins with Fair Play for American Youth. He's a high school junior who believes the drinking age should be lowered to 16 in America. And as we pointed out at the beginning of the program, the drinking age in Great Britain is 16 to purchase beer or cider with a meal, 16 in France, 16 in Spain, 16 for Germany. It's much lower. There's no doubt about that. Why is it 21 in America?
Well, I believe... believe it's 21 in our country for the simple fact that the adults in this country look at the youth culture of today and have some very real jealousy on account of the fact that the youth culture today is way better than the youth culture, with all due respect, Mr. Henry, for instance, of you and your youth culture. We got hip-hop, we got raves, we got rap. We have more expendable income than ever before. Our education's better. I think there's a lot of adults, if you'll pardon my phrase, that got a hard-on for the kids today.
Okay, well, we don't need to go there, but you're saying that it's a jealousy thing?
I think it's a jealousy.
What about the obvious fact that maybe they want to protect kids?
I don't think you can. I think that's scurrilous, and I think that's phony. It's 16, and protect us from what? It's 16 in Spain. I don't see any kids driving off, just crashing into a river there or anything.
All right, so the drinking age in America should be lowered in accordance with European standards at the age of 16, or barring that, the commonly decent age of 18, you say?
That is correct.
Point two, the elimination of the control of movement for the teen of today.
Yes, and that includes curfews, restrictive bedtimes, entry to movies and to strip clubs or strip joints, either total nude or partial nude. We're simply saying we want the option of entering, if you'll pardon the pun, of entering these clubs. And finally, and perhaps the most controversial, we do believe that parents and community leaders should be held to a standard of reparation. And by reparation, what we mean is we believe an apology to the youth of today.
For what? An apology for what? For not killing you with booze? I mean, an apology for what?
An apology for the embarrassment that we suffer every time an adult says, let's have a drink. Oh, yeah. Do you guys want a Shirley Temple or a root beer? No. We will not abide that.
I just got done going on vacation with our kids who are not 16. One's 13, one's 15. They had no problem with a Shirley Temple or a root beer.
I believe you said you went on the Disney cruise. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, no kid's going to be embarrassed drinking a root beer there. But I'm talking about at Thanksgiving when your grandparents come over and, like, your parent will say, okay, let's raise a glass, and you got to have a Roy Rogers. I think it's wrong, and we think it's wrong.
All right, RC, you're doing fine. I know you're nervous. You mentioned to my producer that you're nervous.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. This is a radical departure socially for this country if you're asking for the drinking age to be lowered to 16. You're asking for...
Well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you...
You're asking for a change in the way a society views itself.
I can tell you, Mr. Henry, right now in America there's approximately 40 million teens, and that number will grow over the next decade. We don't see some loosening up on this whole drinking and party aspect, then we may begin to purposely let our grades and test scores slip. The quality of the professional in America will decline, and as you baby boomers get older, our generation will be too stupid to take care of your asses, and we're asking for the common decency to have a...
Wait, so you're saying, in other words, you'll be that your scores, your grades, and professionalism will be so bad, I won't have anybody wiping up after me in the old folks' home?
Look, on New Year's, we get sparkling apple juice. That kind of humiliation, that kind of slap in the face, and ultimately, that kind of slap in the face...
Is a slap in the face.
Is bad. And the sooner I start taking pops, the more of a tolerance I'll build up, too. That's another thing. If we can have a pop now, then we won't be,
What about alcoholism? What about getting somebody started early on the drinking so that they become an alcoholic?
Look, it's sooner rather than later. And if somebody's going to become an alcoholic, you might as well find out now so you can put them into the place where they put people with that problem, draw out the blood, take a look at it. If it's 100-proof straight Applejack, you might as well know about it now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins, the group is called Fair Play for American Youth. Let's lower the drinking age to 16 and be in line with the rest of the country. Here is Whitney on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Be in line, I should say, with the rest of the world. Go ahead, Whitney.
Hi, I'm 16 years old. I'm a teenager, and I disagree that teenagers should be drinking. I think it is wrong. It's like teenagers are not very responsible.
Why do they let them? The drinking age right now, Whitney, in Spain is 16.
But we're not talking about Spain. This is America.
Then what's different? What's different about America that we can't hold our liquor?
Who cares if we can hold our liquor? Obviously, if we can't hold our liquor, why should we put people that can't hold their liquor killing people?
But Whitney, what you're saying is that unlike, for instance, a young woman in Spain, somebody gives you a drink and your dress is up over your head. Is that what you're saying?
No, she's not. She's not saying that.
I've never been drunk in my entire life. No. I take care of my friends that drink because they are so irresponsible.
But
they are going to kill someone if they get on the road.
Is there such a thing as responsible drink? And I like that metaphor, your dress is up over your head. I mean,
well, there's a 16-year-old girl in Spain right now that obviously can hold a drink. Whitney is afraid if she takes a drink, her skirt's up over her head.
She didn't say that.
That's going to happen.
Huh?
I don't think that's going to happen because I don't drink. I'm not scared. I'm scared that if I get drunk, I will be irresponsible. I will get in a car and I will kill someone or myself.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because people here kids are irresponsible. Adults don't normally drink and drive as much as kids.
Kids are not
allowed to drink.
Are kids more irresponsible?
They get in their car and they kill people.
They let us drive a car. That takes responsibility.
Yeah, but do you know what alcohol does to a person?
Well, what about over in Russia? They can drink over there and they can
drive. We're not talking about Russia. Who cares? We're talking about America.
I think there's a question we ought to answer. Is there something fundamentally different about a kid from Spain and a kid from America?
I maintain, Mr. Henry, the American kid's better than a Spain kid. But Whitney, she's afraid if she has a pop, she'll wind up with her skirt.
Yeah, up over her head. I got that.
That has nothing to do with it. We're not talking about kids in Spain. This is kids in America. What they do does not affect us.
Do you drive?
What?
Do you drive a car?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. That's really a responsible thing to drive a car, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Then why can't you sit down comfortably and have a highball at the end of a hard day?
Because a teenager, I can't call my parents and be like, hey, I'm drunk off my ass. Will you come pick me up?
What if you're drinking at your house, Whitney?
Yeah, what if you're...
That's wrong.
Well,
I'm 16 years old. Someone at my age should be out having fun with their friends and not drinking.
Well,
I
know, RC...
People that sit there and get drunk.
RC, I want to ask you, what about if a young person is drinking at home with their parents?
That's ridiculous.
Parents shouldn't let them drink if they're that age.
You should be able to go out
and
drink.
You have to earn the responsibility.
Also, I believe that a 16-year-old ought to be able to go down to a bar or any partially nude strip place and have a drink.
That's
partially nude. All right. Whitney, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. So he don't even want to drink at home with his parents. He wants to go down to any club where there's partial or full nudity and have a drink. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry with R.C. Collins. He wants the drinking age lowered to 16 in America. It's the Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I don't think it's too much to ask that the American teenage females learn a little bit of control. Otherwise, we will simply not get the drinking age lowered.
You're talking about American teenage girls.
That's correct.
Well, it seems a little bit of a stretch to say that there is no legalized teenage drinking in America because American teenage girls can't control themselves.
Well, you heard the last young lady. The reason why she doesn't want the drinking age lowered is because she realizes she can't control her drinking. What I'm trying to say to all American teenagers is, especially the females, get some kind of decent control over yourself so that when you do have a drink, you know...
Well, you said to her, you're going to wind up with your dress up over your head or a lampshade on your head, etc., etc. So in other words, if you give a drink to a teenage female...
What we're asking to do is to introduce it in stages.
All right, Phil Henry Show here with R.C. Collins, who wants the drinking age in America lowered to 16, but only for boys.
Starting drinking only with boys, yeah.
Why?
Because you heard her. Most teenage girls in America, you give them one pop. I mean, there's a good and a bad to it. You know, the good side is, okay, yeah. Maybe she'll nude up.
Okay, and what's the bad side?
Teenage pregnancy and that kind of...
So why should we only let you guys drink?
Because I believe that men, you know, can have a cocktail, smoke a cigar, and be responsible, watch the game, and go, oh, okay, Bob, see you tomorrow at the office, and go in the car and drive home.
All right, there are laws against drinking and driving in this country.
Yeah.
So you can't have a drink and get in the car and drive home. There are laws against reckless driving and all of those things. So you're not counseling getting in the car and driving.
Well, I want to do whatever the adults can do.
Well, adults are not allowed to legally drink and drive in America.
Okay, well, whatever they can do, I want to do.
Well, it seems sexist to me to say that only teenage boys, 16, ought to be allowed to drink. When should the legal drinking age be for girls?
Probably keep it 21 until we can be assured that we're not going to have a coochie festival going on.
Okay, look, a lot of this stuff is getting into an area that I'm uncomfortable with.
Huh?
A lot of this is getting into areas that I'm uncomfortable with. You're saying that if teenage women in America are allowed to drink at the age of 16, then there's going to be hell to pay.
I'm just saying, lower the drinking age for boys first, then introduce the women slowly to it. I can tell you, Mr. Hendry, I've seen my mom and her friends. They get a little stupid when they have champagne or wine.
Well, I've seen a lot of men act pretty stupid, too, after a few beers. I mean, I don't exactly where you're drawing the line here, but...
I think that men are a little bit more able to deal with it. You're not going to have some guy throwing his... When's the last time you seen a guy have a drink and take his pants off?
Look,
I was at a party and some bush pig got wasted and tried to take advantage of me, and it was gross. And you can't have it.
Look, kid, going to a party where there's a lot of underage drinking, where the parents aren't there, and obviously the booze is flowing, it's you're right. It's no different. Adults act the same way. All right. It's just that there's not going to be you said it yourself. If girls are not allowed to drink because you're afraid that they're going to throw their dresses up over their heads, who's going to keep them from having a drink at a party where there's no adults there?
I believe that's where the guys come in. You don't allow her to have a drink unless she's, you know, she's nice and...
Yeah, see, this is what I mean, man. You got no game plan here. And what is this crap about how you guys are going to let your grade slip?
This is not crap.
This is not crap. You're saying that if you do not get underage drinking and...
And I wish you wouldn't call it underage drinking. I wish you'd call it what it is.
Okay, drinking at 16.
Drinking at 16.
You guys don't get 16-year-old drinking. You're going to let your grades slip. You are going to get bad grades, so none of you will have jobs. What, is going to be a generation of bums?
A generation of bums that will eventually be able to pull up, but not before you guys go into an old folks' home and you're peeing on the floor and there's nobody that'll, you know, take care of it.
Yeah, that's really going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Henry. Go ahead and call my bluff. Don't let us have drinking. Our grades will go down.
And then nobody will be there to change my bedpan.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, I don't care. I'll be dead soon anyway. Meanwhile, you guys will be out on the street doing whatever you're doing. Drink, I guess you can drink your Ripple wine then.
So you're saying you don't care if you keep the crap and the bedpan flows over?
I don't care. I don't need you guys in the old folks' home nursing me back to health. As far as I'm concerned, if you guys, sell your generation down the river because you wanted to have a drink and we wouldn't lower the age to 16, then it's going to be a whole bunch of dumbasses sitting on a street corner drinking fortified wine.
But at least we'll be able to drink.
Great. At least he'll be able to drink. Oh, we're up against our break time again. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins with Fair Play for American Youth. He says there are 50,000 members of this organization ready to let their grades tank so that there won't be anybody qualified to take care of us in an old folks' home if we don't lower the drinking age to 16, a drinking age that they have in Spain and France, among other places. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to just say to all the teenagers in America, are you aware that the kids in Europe get to drink at 16 and you don't? How long are we going to bend over, spread, and take something like the size of a baseball bat? I'm like the Jesse Jackson for the teens of today. I have a dream.
Well, your dreams, man, are maybe misguided in that you want to lower the drinking age, okay? And that comment that only teenage boys ought to be allowed to drink until teenage girls can be monitored and not throw their dresses up over their head is sexist.
Well, I don't agree.
Well, okay, if you don't agree, you don't have to agree, but it is. Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, let me tell you something. This kid has no clue. I'm 35 years old. Former alcoholic.
Do you drink?
Hey, kid, shut up.
Do you drink?
Hey, kid, shut up.
Okay, hey, John, are you in AA?
Yes.
Yeah, you know that people in AA don't call themselves former alcoholics.
Okay.
So you're really not in AA, are you?
I am in AA.
Really? Then why do you call yourself a former alcoholic?
Yeah, why do you call yourself?
Shut up, kid.
Yeah,
why do you call yourself?
Shut the hell up, you moron!
Why do you call yourself
the
a former?
Baseball bat that kid
why do you call yourself?
The damn head.
Hey, John.
Now let me tell
John,
you
before I hang up on you, why do you call yourself a former?
No, you're not gonna hang up on me, okay?
See ya. Here is the lady in Houston is gone. Okay, great. It's out of control. 1-800-449-8686. Get the kid back up here. Okay, first of all, people in AA don't call themselves former alcoholics.
What?
People in AA don't call themselves former alcoholics. Do you know what alcoholism is?
It's people that can't hold a drink.
People that can't hold a drink, okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that people know how to take a drink.
Well, that guy was 35 years old, claimed to be an alcoholic. I don't know what he was. Maybe he still drinks, all right? But 35 is a hell of an age to suddenly discover that you got some kind of a drinking problem.
Drinking problem. I'm talking about if that guy's a lightweight, that's his problem. I know how to take a drink. I drink malt liquor. I drink fortified wine. One time I had cooking sherry and a
cooking sherry?
Yeah. How many adults you know how to do that?
Cooking sherry? That's like alcoholism, man. Do you drink mouthwash too?
No, I'm just saying I can hold. I'm not sloppy with a drink.
1-800-449-8686. Dennis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Pretty obvious if this person is indicative of the teenagers, they're obviously not mature enough to be able to handle alcohol.
Why?
Why? Listen to what you're saying. You're not making any sense.
I'm saying that in Europe they get to drink when they're 16.
You know, in Europe, when they're 16, they're a heck of a lot more mature than what you sound.
Well, it looks like American teenagers then are, you say we're stupid?
No, I said you're not mature.
How come?
Listen to what you're saying.
What's wrong with American teenagers? You don't think we're as good as the ones that they have in Europe?
I said you're not as mature because you're raised differently.
Okay, so there's something wrong with the way we raise kids in America, is that it?
You better believe
it. I have a dream that someday...
Well, you know, I'm going to interrupt. There's nobody that's called tonight has been able to refute why it shouldn't be 16 years of age, including you, Dennis. You're even... What do you mean kids in America are not as mature? What is that supposed to mean? In Spain, in other words, they're more mature. In England, they're more mature.
What
like when they have soccer riots, and they have, like, soccer riots in France. And
I have a dream.
Oh, will you shut up?
That someday adults and kids can sit down at Thanksgiving dinner and share a glass of NyQuil.
NyQuil.
Yeah. And this guy, whatever his name is, and everybody else out there doesn't get it.
All right. The kid makes a point, but then again, he makes no point. 1-800-449-8686. So here's the thing.
Nobody's been able to argue against me.
Oh, man, will you be? What do you mean sit down and have a glass of NyQuil?
Or a gentleman Jack with a water back?
The point that you make is a good one, okay? How come kids are in Europe are more mature?
Yeah, how come?
Well, I don't necessarily agree that they are.
The adults in Europe are more mature. That's what we're talking about. On account of they let the kids have a NyQuil with a water back.
They ain't drinking NyQuil.
They can drink what they want.
What do you mean a NyQuil with a water back? They're not drinking NyQuil over there. They're having wine or whatever they drink. Brandon, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, if he could calm down and talk without screaming at the top of his little lungs.
Well, nobody's making any sense.
Hey, listen, I agree with what you're saying to an extent,
there
but you also
go.
Have...
Finally!
You know, listen, you obviously have to take into account of something, too. I am an alcoholic. And when I was younger,
are you
I
still
didn't...
drinking?
No, I'm not drinking anymore. But...
How come?
At that age, when you're that age...
Because he's an alcoholic.
Right. At that age, you don't realize, you think, hey, man, you know, you're just tying one on at a party, and then you do it every weekend... Then you do it every day, and by the time you realize you have a problem, your body's shot.
But, Brandon, there's a flaw in your reasoning, and here it is. You can't
drink. I mean, I'm not addicted to anything else.
You can't drink, and so you don't want me to have a couple of laughs.
No. I think everybody, I think drinking's for everybody.
Do you know that those Frenchie teens, they drink red wine and snails?
And what?
And snails.
You mean escargot.
Escargot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about
well,
that.
No, see, that's
think
what I'm saying.
That.
I can go to a party, and I don't have a problem with people drinking. I think there's nothing wrong with people drinking. What I have a problem with is people don't realize what it does to them till it's too late and they have a problem. And then who's going to take care of all your 500,000 youth when they're trash?
You know something? You must be an alcoholic, because I didn't understand a word of that.
Well, look, at the guy...
Yeah, go ahead. Explain it, Phil.
Well, what were you saying, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's making a...
See that day? He's not saying nothing. Hey, Brandon, well, you know you can get a good hallucination going on Romalar.
Okay.
Well, that's not a way to get your point across. That obviously shows how immature you are.
You just wish you had a shot of Jägermeister once again until you fall down. You'll miss the fun of it.
Quit being rude to a guy who may have a life problem.
Life
problem? Well, it doesn't matter. I don't, but I'm just saying.
Who's having a life problem?
I think people should be able to drink.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, look at this. You hate it because there's no adults that are making no sense.
All right, well, maybe it's a difficult thing to argue against the logic of 16 years old drinking, but you are coming off sounding pretty stupid. And it,
you know, sticks and stones can break my bones. But the word's not going to hurt me. That guy's life problem isn't booze. That guy's life problem is he can't have any booze. And if he could drink some, maybe he'd pull the cob out of his butt and re-wedge it. Because I think he's got something wedged deep and wide. Up, left.
You know, you sound so hostile that I think if you did have a drink, you would drive irresponsibly. Melody, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
That's unfair, Mr. Henry.
I would just like to say to him, he has no clue what he's talking about. 16-year-olds should not be able to drink. I should know. I am a 16-year-old. I mean, we are so...
You're a female, and I agree. I do not believe teenage females should be allowed alcohol.
Well, I think you're a sexist bastard, so I mean...
Well, I mean, look, Melody, you can call me names, but the fact is, men have a higher tolerance for taking a pop.
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
Why? Why do I sound stupid? Think about it. You have a drink, what happens? Skirt goes up over the head, back car of the seat of the car.
Are you drinking now?
Huh?
Have you been drinking now? Back car of the seat of the car.
Pregnancy?
I have had a couple of drinks, and you know what? I'm still a virgin. I'm not knocked up. I haven't done anything stupid.
You had a couple of drinks before you got on the phone?
No, when she... Where, Melody?
I have had drinks in the past, but...
Melody, all I'm saying is, I'm 16, I'm a junior at Chatsworth High in California. I think I ought to be allowed to have a drink, but if you have one, next thing you know, you're having my kid.
You know,
what
the
a
worst
rude...
problem about that is the females are normally more responsible when it comes to those kind of things. That's why there's date rape, because guys get so pissed drunk that they can't handle themselves, and they end up forcing a woman in the back of the car. Trust me.
I think the woman forces herself into the back of the car.
There are a lot of women who are irresponsible, and I see your point. I don't think anybody who is 16 should be able to drink. We should make the drinking age 18 because if you're old enough to get drafted, if there's a war, you should be able to, you know, knock back a couple beers.
There you go. There you go.
But 16 is... We still live with our parents, for crying out loud.
Well, what better place to have a couple of pops of Grey Goose than with your parents? I'm not talking about running around out there in the under the twilight with the moon lit full, you and me and a bottle of a Gentleman Jack. The more drunker chicks get, the higher the skirt goes, and I don't agree with that.
Will you knock it off with that, man? Everything with you has to do with women, and they shouldn't be allowed to drink. How old do you think a woman should be before she's allowed to drink?
Probably about 30 or 31.
31.
Yeah. Well past childbearing years.
What are you talking about? There are women in their 40s. You make no sense.
It's just a bunch of losers that can't get laid. It's got nothing to do with...
Okay, now you're getting into an area that's going to really make me angry, so shut up.
Oh, trying to tell me what to do, huh?
Are you drunk?
What?
Are you drunk?
Do I sound it?
Yeah.
I do.
Very.
Yes, you sound bummed.
Plastered.
I sound what?
Plastered.
No, ma'am. I had a little pop of Grey Goose on the counter before I come on the air. That's all.
You're a drunk 16.
Proper English.
A drunk 16-year-old putz. That's what you are.
How dare you?
You're a schmuck.
Ladies should be able to drink when they're no longer attractive to men.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
No, the kid.
Oh.
You're just like the man who want to keep kids down.
Hey, kid, where's the phone?
In my hand?
No, it isn't.
Oh, it's on the phone.
It's up your ass.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
One 1-800-449-8686, and now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
See, it's interesting when you screen this show, and that's how good we are at screening phone calls. Because the nature of the Phil Hendry Show is such, as we've said many times, those of you who may be new to the show, let me just warn you: we are big enemies of talk radio, huge enemies of talk radio. We would like nothing better than to undermine the entire structure of talk radio and show it for the worthless. A pile of balderdash that it really is. But when you're screening a show like ours, it was very interesting, that call that came in from the guy who said, I used to be an alcoholic, and he was in AA. How did we know that was a phony baloney call? Because nobody in AA says they used to be an alcoholic. So that guy got about 30 seconds of our time, got blown right off the line. That's, see, you just, you know, we're smart. As Fredo would say in The Godfather, I'm not dumb, I'm smart. And I say that because it was on AMC this past weekend. The 4th of July was celebrated in America on American Movie Classic by showing Godfathers Part 1 and 2. Tremendous American trilogy. That and Born on the 4th of July. It's like all these patriotic movies just get more depressing. Just more and more depressing every 4th of July. And now to celebrate America's birthday, Ed Gein. Psycho killer from Wisconsin. Every state in the union be represented by one serial murderer. Today, from California, Richard Ramirez. Then tomorrow in Wisconsin, Ed Gein. Then we go down to Florida, Ted Bundy. New York, I don't know, somebody. Chicago, Al Capone, somebody. Jimmy the Weasel. It's time now for When Did It Start to Suck? Yes, when did these things start to suck? There's a certain point, I don't know what you want to call it, there is a trigger point, there's an apex that is reached by all phenomena, cultural and otherwise, and then after that it just begins to blow dead. Just dead, like chimps or something. Just dead chimps, I think is a fairly decent description. Led Zeppelin. When did Led Zeppelin really start to suck? You guessed it, right after the release of their first album. That first album was great. Everything else from there, Now, I know a lot of people disagree. They go, well, Physical Graffiti. No, the first album was the only good one they did. The rest of it blew, especially when Jimmy Page put on his little pants with the big stars and get out of here. The Rolling Stones, of course, started to suck right after Beggar's Banquet. That's when they bought their jet. When they bought that jet, goodbye. Fast food, when did it start to suck? The minute Jack in the Box introduced the pita pocket. Oh. Okay. When did cars start to suck? You got it when that first rice burner from Japan rolled off the ship. And ditto for motorcycles. Sitting in first class used to be cool. When did that start sucking? Well, sitting in first class started to suck right after they bumped up the first guy with enough frequent flyer miles to sit there. That's right, the big bump up. Eating a steak started to suck the minute the first animal rights activist had to go and show us how cows were slaughtered. Remember that? Don't you know how they... Did I have to know that? You got to show me that? The Hollywood Walk of Fame out here on Hollywood Boulevard started to suck when they gave Rin Tin Tin a star, as far as I'm concerned. That's the end of that, man. When they gave Rin Tin Tin his own star on the Walk of Fame, fireworks shows were great. But the minute they outlawed fireworks for just the rest of us, then going to a fireworks show was horrific, because you had to go to them then. Remember, you could used to just go to your house and light the fireworks and sit and dig it. And then when they outlawed it, now I got to go to the park and go and sit in all that smoke with all those people that ordinarily you wouldn't give the time of day to, or just wouldn't allow in your gated community. Going to the movies began to suck the minute they outlawed smoking in the movie theater. Am I right about that? Well, nobody can remember that except me. I started smoking in the movie theater as I was 13. You know, sit there, have a weed. The only time anybody tell you to put it out is when they realize you were underage. Otherwise, you could sit off to the wings and have yourself a drink. The New York Yankees started to suck when George Steinbrenner bought them. Football started sucking when the 49ers of all teams got good. L.A. started sucking right after the hot tub was invented. And the nightly news started to suck when they started with that happy talk stuff. Hey, Marty, tell us about the weather, okay? Well, rock and roll started to suck when the first Moody Blues album came out. Watching elections on television was great. But then it hit the suck mode when they began calling them with only 1% of the vote counted. Then it's, oh, boy. Okay, we're calling New Hampshire. I've been watching for 2 minutes. What are you calling New Hampshire? Late-night television really started sucking hard when they took away the movies and gave us those talk shows. The late-night movies were cool, especially in L.A. And if I could just digress for a moment, I remember because I know all of the pitch guys for all of the car guys that were ever on TV in L.A. And there's a guy here now named Cal Worthington who does this thing, My Dog Spot. Well, that's based on a real guy. There used to be a real guy on overnight television in L.A. named Chick Lambert who would sit there with his dog Storm. And in between commercials, they go to the commercial break, and there he was, and he'd be talking to people about, well, we'll be getting back to Hercules and the Vampire Women in a minute. But first, I want to tell you about this new Dodge. It's a beautiful car, and it's 2 a.m, and it's a live shot. So he's sitting there in a folding beach chair, and there's, his dog Storm, or he's hosing off the hubcap because Storm, bad dog. So I want to just tell you, Chick Lambert with his dog Storm. Nobody remembers, just me. Okay. Is that it? I guess that's it. Oh, TV Preacher started sucking when Jim Baker got busted. That was it. That's it. That's another edition of When It Started to Suck. We'll have more here on The Phil Hendry Show as we progress and view culture and all that crap. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget for our video, for our CD, and for our whatever the hell that thing is, picture disc, 877-616-7445. Back in a moment.